It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast esoterica and so much more. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
Greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Guys, welcome. This episode is not going to be canon, so to speak. I've got a lot of explaining to do, I bet. There's a lot of people out there who don't know what's been going on in my world, and I can't wait to share it with you guys, as I truly have had a brush with the Reaper, man. Having you here is better than waking up 2 weeks after being in a coma and thinking I was rich, married to some Indian girl who was Cree, apparently, and all kinds of other weird, bizarre things. I can't even begin to explain to you the amount of drugs I was on. Like, this is going to be probably the weirdest episode, the oddest episode I ever do. Why is it important to have you here? Well, it's because you're wonderful, a masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator or the law of averages and physics working in tandem. You, my friend, are an oddball, and the show, your family, and we are one. I had big hopes for 2022. I really did. I said to you guys in my last show, the paranormal news and schmooze and news, whatever you want to call it, I said this to you way back in December. And I said, I can't wait for January to come because we're going to be pretty much going week to week here, or at least every 2 weeks. And I was so excited to do it. And I had things lined up and ready to go. But unfortunately, God had other plans for me. I had a lovely little Christmas with my family. And then on the 28th, me and my wife decided to go to a hotel for the night because, you know, have a little smoochy-boochy time, you know what I mean? And all leading up to the 28th of December, I was not feeling very good. I had some kind of chest infection, something going on, but I never really thought much of it. I got tested a couple times for COVID just to be certain because, you know, we're all a bit crazy about that. And everything came back negative, so I didn't think much of it. We're at the hotel having a good time, had a nice steak dinner. I look at her and I say, man, like, I'm having a really hard time breathing. Like, this isn't really working very well. Like, I kind of feel like I think I should go to the hospital. So we waited out a little while, and I was like, yeah, we're definitely going now. Let's get to the hospital. Anyway, we go over to St. Clair's and waiting for a little while. And we go in and they test me out and they're like, yeah, your oxygen seems pretty low. We're going to go ahead and put you on a CPAP machine. So this little machine helps you breathe. And for anybody out there who, you know, may have sleep apnea, something they use, right? But anyway, they hooked me up to it. And to be honest with you, even at that point, like even though it was a little bit scary having a hard time breathing, I could still breathe at that point. So I wasn't super scared. I was just a little bit like, a little bit frightened, but I wasn't like terrified or anything. And, you know, we're just kind of there chatting away. And anyway, we decide the wife goes back to the hotel and stuff, you know, hopefully I'll be all right in the morning, whatever. And I can remember waking up in the middle of the night with the CPAP machine on me. I woke up, I ripped it off myself. and was like, I can't breathe. Oh my God. And like everything was all weird and the sky was falling, so to speak. Everything was starting to go dark. I hit the buzzer a few times and everything just went black. I woke up. It just seemed like a few minutes to me, but I woke up and I looked around and I was in intensive care. I had no idea where I was. And it took me a couple of days to wrap my head around what was going on. I had been put into a medically induced coma for 2 weeks. My lungs had pretty much shut down. There was no oxygen exchange. What had happened was that because of that, my blood pressure bottomed out. My kidney took a beating. And of course, one of my lungs collapsed. I was on an intubation machine, basically a breathing machine. I was in a medically induced coma for 2 weeks, and this thing helped me breathe. Hence the reason why my voice might not sound as strong as it normally does, because I had a gigantic tube down my neck for 2 weeks helping me breathe. So let me tell you, it took me a long time just to be able to even have a podcast to kind of catch you guys up on my health right now. Because, well, for anybody who's been a fan of the show, 8 years straight, never missed the first of a month, not once. This show has come out every single month on the first of the month. So when I don't show up for a month and then a second month as well, because the 1st of February, I still just did not feel up to doing a podcast. I really never. It was shocking for a lot of people. A lot of people just couldn't believe it. My poor wife, like, they call her at the hotel that night and say, you got to come back. He's gone critical. Like, you could lose him. You need to get in here. And there I was in all my glory in my little, I don't know what poor bugger had to lift me. I mean, I'm a big dude, guys. I'm like 270. Well, not anymore. I lost 40 pounds while I was in the hospital bed for 2 weeks. Yeah, apparently you don't gain a lot of weight when you're on the drip. But anyway, which is another funny thing for anybody who's been following this podcast, because I've been trying to lose weight for like 4 years now. And all it took was not eating for 2 weeks and being in a coma for me to lose weight. And you'll be proud to know that over the last 4 weeks, I've pretty much gained it all back. Today is my birthday, the 14th of February, and it's also exactly a month to the day that I woke up in ICU, not knowing where the hell I was, and the scariest experience of my life. This kind of experience is absolutely all just life-altering. This will put the most difficult situations in your life into perspective. And, you know, it was funny. A lot of my friends, when they heard about what happened to me, it was just this outpouring of emotion and support and worry. I just want to say just a couple of thank yous here. First and foremost, I got to thank my wife because she went through hell for 2 weeks and it wasn't very nice for her. So let's just say I gave her a really nice Valentine's ring. I sucked up a bit. And don't you always know what you got until it's gone, right? She certainly has been there for me and my family as well. Because of COVID, I mean, no one could even come see me in the hospital. I was pretty much non-existent. My kids hadn't seen me. I was 2 weeks in ICU and then a full week in recovery because I was so weak I couldn't even hold a spoon to my mouth. I couldn't feed myself. I was completely dependent on people. So this was like absolutely debilitating. Like, I'm a very strong guy. Like, I lift weights every day. Like, this was just a freak thing that happened. And that full week in recovery, man, was very slow. But my God, I just did everything I could to get up and get moving and just be able to go to the bathroom. Was kind of nice. What a very humbling experience having old women wipe your butt and change your pamper. I highly not recommend that. 0 stars, do not recommend anybody ever go into intubation. It's horrible. But, you know, I'm back. I'm here. I'm okay. I'm still very, very weak. I can't work right now. You know, I've never, ever asked for anything from anybody with this podcast, but I think now I'm at that point where I kind of have to. So I'm going to put a link up on the show notes of this where it says, buy John a cup of coffee. It's as simple as that. Anybody out there who wants to make a small donation, help me pay my bills for next little while, that'd be greatly appreciated as I cannot work. And unfortunately, as a foster parent, you know, I don't get, you know, unemployment insurance. That doesn't exist. We're basically contract workers. So there you go. I'd certainly appreciate the support. And, you know, I'll have some free time on my hands. And now that my voice is finally back, it's not 100%. You can tell. I kind of sound older than what I am. This is what I'm going to sound like when I'm 60, still doing this damn thing. You know, I'm going to start recording guests and stuff. And I'm hoping that When March rolls around, we're going to get right back in the swing of things. So I don't want anybody out there to think that this is the end of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. God, no. I certainly feel too, like, for whatever reason, it's just, my God, there was like way more subscribers the last 2 months. I don't know if it's because people were looking for me or worried or whatever. And because, I mean, there's lots of platforms out there that you can hear me on, but Podbean is my main one. So I'm thinking what probably happened where people were probably looking for me. And like, well, I guess it's not, you know, kind of showing up here. Maybe he's on Podbean, so we'll go there. Very, very scary situation. You know, I could tell you about some of the funny things that happened in the hospital, but I don't know, man. I kind of just want to move on and kind of get on with my life, so to speak. Kind of feeling like this was meant to happen. I was in the best shape of my life, guys, going into this. I had been, between me and you, I've been kind of planning a return to the ring, actually. I've been getting in the best shape of my life. I was really, really strong. I'm ready to go, really. I was pretty much there. I was still working on some flexibility and getting my cardio up. And this unknown virus just knocked me on my ass. Nobody knows what virus it was, which makes it even scarier. This was not COVID. This was just a random virus that got in there and shut my lungs down. And if it hadn't been for medical intervention, I would have been dead that night. You know, it's funny. A lot of people right now in Newfoundland are complaining about the price of gas. They're complaining about taxes going up. And, you know, thank God I pay taxes. Because let me tell you, the care I got over those 2 weeks, I was completely unconscious. Like, you couldn't get better care. So big thank you to all the nurses and doctors and specialists who helped me through over at, it's funny because I thought I was at the Miller Center. I was so high on propofol, but I was actually at St. Clair's the whole time. So there you go. God loves St. Clair's, man. They took really good care of me. And I promised some of the girls over there in ICU, you know, when I put a podcast up, I thank them all personally. So thank you so much. I'm sorry if I said anything really out of turn that was nasty or hit on you or anything weird like that, because, you know, I hate to say this, but there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who've done a lot of drugs. Propofol is far better than anything you will ever take. This knocks you unconscious, puts you in a total body stone. You can't move. Yet you still hear things that are around you, and you filter those things into stories and situations and all this madness. It's just absolutely insane. And I don't think I really want to share my dreams with you guys, but maybe since it's the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, I'll tell you about some of the really bizarre, weird stuff that I did manage to remember. Some stuff is very personal, I will not be talking about. Some stuff is X-rated, which it definitely won't be on this podcast. But there's one thing in particular that was absolutely terrifying. And it's, I don't know if it was my brain's way of coping with what was going on with me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you the story from my perspective in the dream first, and then I'll tell you what was going on out around me. So first off, I open my eyes and I'm chained to a wall and I can't speak. I'm gurgling. I'm a monster. There's no other way to describe it. I'm pretty sure in this dream, I was a zombie. I was restrained to the wall. And this doctor guy who was very much made into like pixels, like this guy was, he looked like something that was, you know, probably from PlayStation 2. Like you could tell it was realistic, but you could tell he was a video game character. And he came up and he shined the light in my eyes and he said, John, are you okay? And he was talking to all these other nurses and doctors that were running back and forth on the floor in this big facility. It was really bizarre. And I looked back and forth trying to figure out what was going on and trying to escape and get out and all this stuff, but I just couldn't move. And you know, once again, he'd come over and check on me again. And I realized this was on a loop. This really was a video game. Like, there was something to this. And the only way I can describe this was like some kind of bizarre point and click adventure where I had to do the right thing in order to progress the story. And like, while all this was going on, people were talking about like outbreaks upstairs, zombies attacking, machine gun fire in the back. It was insane, man. Like, I was a freaking zombie and I was infected by this virus and I was chained to the wall. And I couldn't speak. I was gurgling. I couldn't communicate. I was fighting and I was choking. Oh my God, it was just absolutely terrifying. Meanwhile, in the real world back at St. Clair's, they had put me under with propofol, which is something that, you know, kind of makes you forget what's going on around you. Totally stoned you so you can't move. They had restrained my arms to the bed so I couldn't rip off the stuff. That's actually quite common. And the gurgling feeling and the choking feeling, I'm thinking, was probably that tube that was in my throat, man, that was down my lungs helping me breathe. So there you go. That's a great example of what a coma is really like. You know, there's people out there who are in comas right now who might never wake up. And if you go visit someone who's like that, yeah, man, bring some nice calm music, bring some nice things, tell some jokes, bring some positivity. Because, like, I had nothing but terrifying dreams, like, for the most part. And unfortunately, I'm still kind of reliving those really bad dreams. It is true. I hate to say, but unfortunately, nightmares and stuff like that is all part of this. So where does that leave us? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been pretty life-changing here, guys. Honestly, like, just to be able to vacuum my floors at home, I'm just about ready to pass out. Like, I'm really, really sick still. I'm far better than what I was, though. And that's something I really want to express to you guys tonight. And I need all my fans and all my friends and family who are listening to this right now. They've been waiting for this episode for an update. I kind of needed to tell you guys that what happened to me was life-threatening. I could have very well died. I almost did. You know, recovery is going to take a while. It might be till April till I'm 100%. So I'm really hoping that, you know, in the next couple of weeks that my strength and abilities are coming back. Even though my voice isn't as strong as what it was, I still know I can give you guys a great show. And I know you guys will be right there to listen. And I think it's important for me to get back to the things I love to do. You know, I kind of sent pictures and showed you guys this online before that the, you know, my room downstairs in my house is my recording studio, but it's also my workout gym. So I just really, really miss working out, man. I miss it so much. I'd give anything to have the strength to be able to use my weights and stuff right now, but I just don't have it. And as you can tell, I mean, we're about 17 minutes into this right now. My voice is almost gone and it's just starting to go. So before I go, I just want to say to all the people who subscribed to the show while I was out, thank you so very, very much. I almost became a ghost for real. I would have had a very nice ghost story for you guys. But can I tell you something? There's another reason why I do this podcast. This podcast is going to be on Podbean forever. And in all kinds of other aggregates where this, you know, podcast gets picked up from, there's hundreds of episodes of me. I'll live on forever, long after I'm in the ground. So don't you worry. I'll always be there in some shape or form. And I'm just so happy that it wasn't my time. God still got some plans for me. I don't know what they are, but he's got some plans for me. Some things coming up soon. And I'm glad you guys are here for the ride. Thank you so much for your patience. I know what it's like when your favorite podcast doesn't perform or doesn't put out content when you're used to it. It's very frustrating. And like, that's not because, you know, they're unhappy with me. It's just a circumstance. Like, I look forward to the first of every month so everyone can listen to me and catch up and hear all the weird stuff that went on last month. And without that there, I know there's people out there who are really missing me, man. And I've really missed you too. I can't believe I missed two episodes of the Eye of Newfoundland. It blows my mind. It breaks my heart. And just really, really wish that I had my content done because, like, I had nothing ready and nothing done, really, because of the Christmas thing. I was just going to put out the paranormal news and stuff on the 1st of January, but I just don't see me doing that now. So I'm going to say this, that 2 weeks from now, I'm back on my schedule. We're going to do it's going to be a biweekly show where I do maybe even three times a month, depending if I got a guest or not. So keep an eye out. There'll be more content coming your way. There's a way to donate right now to help me out. You know, buy me a coffee, man. I love it. Unfortunately, you know, I've never monetized my podcast in 8 years, and I'm not going to do it. But if you know, if you want to help out a little bit, there'll be a little link down there. Buy John a coffee, and there you go. It'll help me out big time. You can see that in the show notes. Anyhow, guys, I'm looking really, really looking forward to seeing you guys again in a couple of weeks' time. And thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers and your strength. And a very special thanks to my old friend, Rob DeMond. Rob, and I'm going to leave you with this because this is probably the most paranormal thing that happened. Like, when Rob found out I was sick, it really affected Rob. And I know that he's been listening to my stuff too. Rob has gone on to be pretty much a freaking TV star. Like, he used to be my partner when I was Ghost Hunting. And I went ahead and did this show and he went ahead and did TV. So I know this affected him pretty bad. And anyway, in conversations with him, he told me that he sent me his spirit guides to come guide me out of the bad dreams and the badness and wherever I was too. And I can remember being inside a nightmare. This was absolutely terrifying. And suddenly this, I'm not really sure if he was Cree or Innu, but this Indian boy came. He had a black shirt, black pants, black dress shoes. He was really well kept, hair straight as a whip. Just, he looked angelic, but he never, there was nothing shiny about him. He just looked really, really well done. Like he looked really good. And he came by me with a feather and a smudge and blew it on me during the nightmare. I'm convinced that Rob's spirit guide came and pulled me out of a really bad dream. So I got to thank him for that. I got to thank my old friend Betty Collins, who's had her own horrible brush with health over the last year or so. You know, Betty's in a wheelchair now. Like, this is hard on Betty, too. And she doesn't do the podcast anymore, but she's a dear friend. And she mentions me right away. And I know she was worried to death. But I know she was also doing a lot of prayer and meditation for me, too. And I heard the drums, her little drum beat. I heard that. I know I heard it. I can't remember what dream I was in, but I know I heard it. So there's something to all this stuff, guys. Unfortunately, I didn't see Jesus or Buddha. None of that really happened. I don't think I died enough. Maybe that's the problem. Next time I'll try harder, I promise. I'll, I don't know, maybe collapse the other lung or some shit. I don't know. I'm rambling, which is also a symptom of PICS or post-intensive care syndrome. You know, it's hard to keep my thoughts straight. Hence another reason why I probably won't be doing a podcast for another couple of weeks. Guys, thank you so much for everything. Take care. I love you. I'm okay. I'm going to be fine. And I'll be back with the best in East Coast esoterica in 2 weeks. Happy birthday to me.